think we're
I guess
you're sitting over there.
Welcome to the Brown Bricks Podcast, the most amount of fun you can have while listening to a podcast. It's finally getting cold.
And I'm Jackson, and I'm a little bit colder than I was before.
And I'm Phineas, and I'm ice cold. I'm cooler than cold.
I'm Jack. I'm actually much hotter.
He's running hot.
I ate like 10 dick pills before coming here just to pump myself up.
Does that make you
Jack
warm
ate
up?
A bunch of gas station boner pills and
the rhinos.
Oh, I ate
having
those
hot
little,
flashes. Yeah, it's like he's having menopause.
But I ate those little silica gel packets to have to give you hand warmers.
I've heard those are really good for you.
I hear they really warm you up from the inside.
They're really yummy. I mean, belly was feeling real cold,
so I put one in there. You gotta bounce around in order to really warm them up.
Well, if it keeps the beef jerky clean, why don't it keep me clean, huh?
Yeah, what the hell's up with that?
I want to keep my gut flora.
Why are you
tip-top
putting it with my beef jerky if I'm not allowed to eat it?
That's what's in my multivitamin. It's just a bunch of those little things, and I'm like, don't mind if I do.
Oh yeah, I earned a treat.
A little silica packet.
I like a treat being one of your different multivitamins.
I wish we were like dinosaurs and we had to eat rocks to break up like food in our bellies, you know?
That's never been. Like, you would always have like a side of rocks in whatever you ate.
No, you have to go find your own like specific ones out in the wild.
Well, like
to have in your belly to be your belly rock.
That completely like ruins fast food then. Because then it's like, oh, well, you...
You don't have to eat a rock every time. You just slowly stock up.
So it's like once you get your rocks, you're good.
Yeah, but eventually you'll have to replace them because they wear down, you know?
Okay.
Because they're in there like mashing against each other.
Well, and covered in your stomach acid too, yeah.
So eventually they'll... How fast? How much? How often do I have to go get...
How many rocks do I have to eat?
Yeah.
Well, we probably need like at least 5 or 6. You know?
Like what size? Like fist sized or?
Yeah. Well, for our bellies, they're probably not going to be that big.
I was going to say that I couldn't do that.
They're like stone throw. I do love just.
They're like nice little skipping rocks.
For some reason, Jackson's changed physics, so we all have to do this. And we're all just crying as we're putting an entire fist size, a bunch of fist sized rocks down our mouth.
I hate this.
I mean, yeah, we would just all die.
Yeah. That'd be tough.
I don't know if they ever disproved
this. A comedy podcast. I just hope none of our cool listeners back home are thinking about eating rocks or silicone
or dying.
Hey guys, listen, silicone packets, stinko.
Not good to eat.
Nuh-uh.
Don't eat those things.
Yeah.
We're just doing a goof. We're just being silly.
Well, we're a pica podcast now. We're just trying to put shit in our mouths.
that would be a great,
guys,
awesome
come on
podcast.
You guys know not to eat rocks and silica packets. It's drywall. That's the real good stuff.
It's cornstarch.
I kind of like ceramic a little bit, you know. I just take little bites off of like little ceramic doodads I got around the place.
That's why, because I was curious. That whole got bigger in your wall, and I kept seeing you trying to like.
Well, I was wondering where your display case of fine china went.
Yeah, where I got a little hungry one day. I feel bad for the pika people that eat like nails and shit. You know.
Well, you don't have to feel bad.
I don't feel bad.
They're not gonna last a long time.
Because it's just if they get sick from eating nails or hurt, my thing is like, don't do that.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
Well, no, but they get...
I don't care. Just don't eat nails. If you're eating nails and you're like, no one understands how hard it is that I fuck myself up by eating nails all the time, I'm like, I mean,
stop.
What do you want me to do?
Well, for me, it's definitely something where it's like, people go and are like, okay, I have a chemical imbalance in my brain for depression. I'm going to go get like medicine that will help me. Like kind of correct that. And if you're like so stubborn that you're like, I ain't taking no meds for my nail eating disease.
The nails
like,
are their medicine.
Well, then there's nothing I can do to help
you. I mean,
you.
There are other self-destructive things like people who like overeat like really like shitty, fatty food, salty food, right? Them I feel bad for because like I get it.
And it's also really easy
but
to
like,
you're like, that tastes good.
Yeah.
Why are you eating nails?
Yeah. Like, and especially something where, like, it's
that
the idea that
sense.
It's the idea that you don't take a step back and you're like, all right, I really, really want to eat nails. You don't take a step back and you're like, okay, maybe I should see someone about
everyone,
this.
I wonder what the swallow
everyone can
process.
Justify a Big Mac. Everyone can go like, I've had a long day. I don't want to cook. There's McDonald's right there. I'm going to get a Big Mac or a Corpair or whatever, right? But like, How do you bring yourself to eat nails? What was the first time you ate a nail?
Yeah.
You see a loose little nail, it's and it's like, looking real yummy. And over...
But then there's got to be a point where you're holding that up. You're looking at that nail. Your drool's coming out your mouth. And you go, this is obviously something I shouldn't do.
No, because there's that one
do you
guy.
Eat it, do you eat it point first or back first?
Point first, probably.
Yeah. Point first, you think?
So you could nail it into your stomach.
How do you even eat it?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I guess you just slip it down like a fish.
Yeah, but it's like, what if it, I would always be worried about it getting like turned sideways.
Yeah, you know, I'd be worried about a lot of things in that scenario. Like,
there's a few issues.
Also, I want to start a beef with this community. Sword swallowers.
Sword swallowers?
Yeah. I don't like watching.
It's not a real thing.
I don't like. Is it not? Do they?
They always have retractable swords.
Wait, really?
Yeah, even since the Middle Ages.
Oh, fuck those
guys. I thought it was just like dull blades and that they could get it down their soft.
Yeah,
no, real careful.
I'm joking. I thought they were just the
they
ultimate.
They probably do that because I know people that die doing that.
Yeah, I think people.
Well,
I think
it's because
a real
they're retractable blades, like they lightsaber didn't retract. Up in their mouth, and then they just shove through. Yeah. I guess because, yeah, I always thought they were just like throat goats.
It's where... just like, okay, I get that probably took a lot of practice, and on some level it is impressive that you're doing that, but it's also totally unpleasant to see you do it.
Yeah. No, there's no part of that where I'm like, oh, that was awesome. I'm always like, holy shit.
Like, I'm like, well, there is part of me that's like, it's kind of cool that they can do that, but more of me is like, that was really
that
gross.
That was really fucking nasty, yeah.
That's like you're the nasty. People, have you ever met a guy who can like throw up on command, who's like, check this out, and then he can like throw up.
Wow.
Like without like pulling trigger at all. Oh. It's like that for me, where I'm like, oh, check this out.
Well, that's obviously gross.
Yeah, but so is sword swallowing.
But that's not necessarily obviously gross, it's kind of like a skill.
I don't know. I think throwing up on commands also.
What if there's a sword swallower who had really bad gag reflex, so he choked on the sword every time, and he's like,
that would
but
be
he
really,
still gets it down.
That would be really funny, where it's just a guy who's like in his YouTube or TikTok videos, and he's like, help,
pulling the sword.
I'm the goat. I'm the fucking throat goat.
I got it.
He just knows the technique, but he's got like an insane gag reflex. Yeah, I don't know. Are those guys, whenever they suck dick, do they ask to have the person suspended in like one of those
their throats are like cavernous, so it doesn't even feel good when they're sucking dick because it's just like going into like an empty hole.
No, it's like your dick is like ping ponging off the side of their throat.
Yeah,
it's
like a tumble dryer.
It's like a little drain. It's like throwing your dick down a drain and then turning on the disposal.
The disposal.
Slapping it around.
Yeah, that's like the ultimate form of pica where you're trying to just swallow the biggest thing.
Yeah, all of them.
Possible.
I do love the idea that all sword swallowers, all they're trying to do is eat the whole sword. And they're like, fuck. Every time.
They always get to the hilt and they're like, damn it.
I forgot about this part.
This is the hardest part. I've never been able to do it.
Like every sword swallower, because you know, they like stop and then they pull it back out. Instead, like they're all trying to like cram it in. They're like,
they're jamming it up against their lips. They're like, fuck.
This sucks.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, wow, that was amazing. And they're like, no, I fucked it up again.
Every other sword swallower in the video behind them, they're like, yeah. Fuck.
Yeah,
they call them
sword swallowers, but they don't swallow.
Yeah.
They spit it right back out.
Well, I gotta say, they're probably one of the more respectable carny professions, you know, sword swallowers.
What's less respectable?
What do you respect more? I mean, I don't know that I necessarily have more respect, but I hate sword swallowers. I want to be banned. I want them to be put in camps.
Well, what I'm saying is I respect that they probably actually do the thing, you know?
Well, I don't go to enough like ren fairs or carnivals or anything to know what the other ones are.
Yeah.
I like a good hustle though. I like a good grift.
Yeah.
So I kind of like the other carnies.
Okay, well, that's fine.
What's less
I like the one who does the guess your weight or your birthday.
Oh, those are great.
Those guys.
How do those
respect.
Guys work?
They're lying. They don't. They have to guess.
No, but then they pay you if they're wrong.
Well, they get a hidden little weight that you, a little
what about
scale
for the birthday?
That you got to stand on.
That one's tough. They've got a database of all of the people.
They're all CIA agents.
they're really good at astrology, so they can guess your sign. Yeah, and they can, that narrows down what okay. they have to narrow down.
There's only 365 days, you know.
I mean, those are pretty bad odds.
Yeah, but
if you're in Vegas, you know,
they get like how many questions to narrow it down? They get questions. They don't just like they don't just have you come up and they're like April 4th.
Yeah, that's, for some reason that's how I thought it went. I guess they're like January, February. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Am I close? Am I close? Am I getting warmer?
I get 48 questions.
Yeah. Well, you ever play 20 questions against like the little like machines, little handheld machines?
Oh,
that only have like a limited set of things that they can guess.
Yeah, I remember those toys.
I like playing that against them and just completely thinking of something they couldn't possibly get.
Yeah, and that, you'd have like a false little sense of superiority. Yeah. You'd be like, I'm better than
I love
better
20 than questions.
I've conquered steel. I am man perfected.
As a 20 questions thing, if you guess like, or if you do like a couple of questions in and it knows it's one of those stupid ones, it's like, you can only do about birthdays and you can only do it about birthdays and what gender you are. And
birthdays and 20 questions.
Yeah, that doesn't even make any sense. You think of a thing.
That's why it's so impressive.
You've never played 20 questions, have you?
That's pretty
good. You're pretending to know what 20 questions is.
That's
no one ever wanted to play 20 questions.
It's Family Feud, right?
Fuck you.
Is it bigger than a microwave?
No.
Is it smaller than a fist?
No.
Okay. Is it alive?
No.
Is it a appliance?
No.
I don't know how many questions I'm at.
I think you're at 5.
Okay.
What is it?
Yes.
Yes. I'm not gonna
get it. It's a bowl. Either. It's a bowl.
A bowl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bigger than the fist, smaller than the...
Yeah, no.
It's not really an appliance.
No, it's not. No. It's, I agree.
All right, cool. I'm glad. That is one of those things.
You pass. You know what 20 questions is. You know how to play.
That's the... Because that's always the thing, is that every time you finish a 20 questions game where the question askers lose, they're always
Nobody's satisfied.
Yeah, they're always like, bro, that was not the answer. Because they always had to struggle on one of them where they're like, they're like, is it like hexagonal? And they're like, I don't know. Like,
well, maybe is an answer that's allowed in 20.
Maybe such a shit answer.
It is allowed, though.
I think if you throw out a maybe or an I don't know in 20 questions, this might cause some controversy, but I just got to be honest about this. I think that doesn't count as one of the 20 questions.
I agree, yeah. Or if you can't answer it, then like...
No, I think that's fair. Uh-oh.
If you can't answer a 20 questions, like, definitively, then you're not really like playing 20 questions. If you just guess maybe for everything, then it's like, well, then it's not real.
What about we make 100 questions and it's noun, verb, noun, it's something doing something to something else.
Ooh.
And you gotta
isn't
guess.
That just like that one
Mad Libs,
isn't that that one game?
No, it's
where
not.
What,
because someone comes up with one before. You got, you
maybe I didn't even hear you. What the fuck did you say?
100 questions. It's noun, verb, noun, right? That's how you set it up. Okay. Like something doing something, something, and they go figure it out.
Ooh, well, I like
that. Just to make the game even less fun.
Yeah, then you just play 20 questions like with each individual answer. You know?
No, exactly. That's so it kind of like plays into each other, but presumably you'd have to use less questions for each of those answers. Mm-hmm. And then you get an awesome thing where a guy just keeps guessing. He's like, your dick in my mouth as I suck it. No?
No.
All right.
Okay, I guess I fucking quit.
I guess I'm done with this fucking stupid game.
Yeah,
you can't have prepositions in this one. That just opens Pandora's box.
Is it the new Minecraft mob, the crab?
It's not. We're boycotting that.
Oh,
I want the crab.
But what about having all of them?
Yeah, what about if we got all?
I would prefer that. I don't know. Minecraft. There's enough versions that are good enough that, like, I don't really care. People are, like, upset.
About the base.
They're, like, they're not adding enough. I'm like, that's a full-ass game right there.
Yeah.
That, like, you know,
has there ever
I'm
been
not
a,
worried about it.
Has there ever been a person who's like, damn, like, I refuse to install any mods, but Minecraft's not, like, expansive enough. Like, I feel like at that point, it's just like there's so many other things.
I mean, I do think the way they've set it up, I don't, God, I feel like a child talking about Minecraft mob vote, but it is weird to be like, here are three cool mobs, but you only get one, right? Like, yeah. Of course, people are going to be pissed about how it turns out.
It is a weird thing. I do like seeing all that propaganda, though. Did you see that one picture of like the boot where it's like the Mojang boot and it's like resist the mob vote?
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah, they're doing all like the Soviet like edits.
Oh yeah, those are awesome.
I want the crab though because it sounds the most useful.
What does the crab do for you?
The crab, you can get an item that increases your reach by one.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's really good.
Wait, what? Your reach?
Yeah, like how far? I don't know if it's just in general or just for placing blocks or mining. I really have not been keeping up with the mob vote, guys. I'm sorry, but.
Oh, yeah. I haven't.
It increases.
They added one that I totally didn't not even know, but it's like someone where you have to like do archaeology to find its eggs and then you can like bring it back to life. And I guess that was added.
That's in
there. I didn't
game?
Even fucking know.
Yeah, it's me.
The other one added me. There's armadillo for dog armor, but who gives a shit about dog armor?
Dog armor.
Yeah, you kill the armadillos and you get dog armor.
That seems wrong.
I kind of want to play Minecraft.
What was the other one? There's another one that I don't
remember. Added the fucking like little flying fairy ass motherfucker. Last time I ever paid attention.
Is that the one that's in this current mob vote?
No,
though?
No. They added this one.
We got to know. If we're going to talk about the
mob. Yeah, yeah. Bro.
We got to know these things.
Let's see.
The only thing I cared about was the fact that everyone was making Soviet-style propaganda to just de-incentivize people.
Listen, I'm not going to vote in it because I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I'm just going to play fucking mod packs again.
I like that.
Oh, it's a Soviet style Mojang boot crushing the people who don't like the mob vote.
They don't like the mob vote.
They want to resist
boycott the vote. That's pretty good. And that all they want is a crab. All they want is a crab and a couple of other things. Oh wait, so it's a crab, a penguin, and an armadillo.
Oh yeah, a penguin. And the penguin, it makes your boat go faster.
Stop being lazy.
They probably have all of these things. Yeah, like. Need to rock.
They're all pretty simple. I get the idea of like community engagement, but it's also like, why not just add them all?
I think
the community
it's also,
would be a lot more engaged if they all got the thing they wanted.
No, the community would be more engaged if they're creating Soviet style.
No, I mean, this mob vote 100% is increasing. It's doing exactly like people are more and more being like, we hate the mob vote, but like.
It's making people remember Minecraft.
There's
exists.
Like YouTube Minecraft YouTubers like fucking like, you know, make a bunch of shit on it, and then people who are like, oh yeah, Minecraft, and they like, even if you don't like care about any of these mobs, it makes you think like, maybe I should play Minecraft again, you know?
There's so many, because like a big part of that is that if they added a crab, an armadillo, and a penguin to Minecraft, I would not care. But the fact that people are like so up in arms about it makes me be like, what's going on over here? What's Minecraft?
Right,
yeah, what are
sure.
those Minecraft
it
kiddos
puts
doing?
Minecraft back in your mind, certainly.
I kind of want to play Minecraft again. I want to make a big
Let's do
penguin.
It. Let's play Minecraft.
Are there already penguins in Minecraft?
No. That's why they're trying to add. That's why they're in the lava. What do you mean you want to make a big penguin? You can make a big penguin.
I know, but I want to make a big penguin.
He wants penguins in his penguin.
I want penguins. I want little guys.
There's polar bears. I don't know why they added
polar bears
first. Well, I guess. No, actually. Yeah, why did they add polar bears first?
Why they had, do they have bears?
No, they don't have
bears. There's a lot of
panda bears.
There's a lot of mobs they've added to that game that like just don't do anything. And it's like, okay, but you could add like cool monster.
Also, yeah. Like Minecraft, I would understand if people got this up in arms if it was like a non, like if it was a game that was like you paid every month for. But like Minecraft's like, isn't it like $15 and you're done?
Yeah, it's pretty cheap now.
It's pretty cheap, and then like they just update it for free. So it's one of those things where...
People pay for the realms, which is like their servers.
Oh, okay.
Like, you can run servers through Mojang.
Okay.
And that costs like a monthly fee, but that's just like any server.
Yeah, but like you're going to have to do that regardless if you want to get a Minecraft server.
Yeah.
So. How much is Realms?
Realms, I think, like $15 a month, but you have a lot of shit you're like have access to.
That's cool, actually. That's a smart way.
And it's through their launcher, so it's not like you have to set it up outside.
Yeah, I feel like Realms, the main thing is convenience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't have to have a like an old Mac running on the in the background.
What about Will and Jada haven't been married for 7 years? You guys hear about this?
Yeah,
hear about this?
That shit's fucking wild. Just the idea, because she was like openly talking about it. She's like, when he called me his wife, when the real surprise was when he slapped Chris Rock and said, "Leave my wife's name out of your fucking mouth." The real surprise was when he called me his wife, because I hadn't been thinking about him like that for years, and we'd been divorced for that entire time. Well, so and I was just
that
like,
is
"Oh my
kind
god!"
Of weird.
Like, imagine Will Smith being like. Literally, like, one of the, before all of this, he was, like one of the guys where it's, like, okay, this guy is, like, on the top of the world. He can do whatever he wants. And he's just staying together with Jada. And Jada fucking hates him for some reason.
Well, that's how you know, man. Life ever never is that simple. Even when you're at the top, you could still be a fucking lonely loser, sad piece of shit.
But, like, couldn't Will Smith just sleep with whoever he wants?
Yeah, but he doesn't want to, man.
That's the saddest thing of all.
You ever been in love?
That's the saddest thing of all.
Ugh. You ever been in love and have kids with somebody who now doesn't love you back?
And also is the bald-ass loser.
I think she's probably doing okay.
No, I mean, but like everything I see on her fucking podcast is just like, I'm like, I'd hate you. Ew.
Why are you watching her podcast?
Just for fun. Bit of love of the game.
She's a woman.
I do.
That has a podcast.
There's an awesome podcast I was listening to today when I had to move my car. Because I'll get suggested. It's awesome. Spotify will suggest you podcasts based on previous podcasts you listen to. Yeah. So you can go smaller and smaller until you find podcasts where there's like one guy who reviewed it and it's clearly the person, or one chick who reviewed it and it's clearly like her podcast.
Right.
And so she gets like only a couple listeners, and there's this one chick talking about her Tinder date and how she was like, I was really proud of myself because he wasn't responding to me and I didn't text him back. And I was like,
well, this is one person talking to
this
himself.
Is one person talking to themselves about a Tinder date that they had, and like the guy was not interested in them after like four things, and they only like texted them because they were like, hey, you want to hang out and like fuck, I guess. And she was like, yeah, I saw that, and I just didn't text him back after I texted him one time to try and plan something and he didn't respond. So I'm kind of growing from that. And I'm like, oh man.
I mean, good for her.
You shouldn't say this in a podcast.
Yeah, it's not.
To
it's
the
not,
ether.
It's not a great podcast, but I'm glad that woman had some respect for herself.
Yeah. I'm proud.
And hopefully drew a boundary. She'll grow from it. I do. My favorite ones are the people who talk about how awesome it is to be single, but never stop talking about how they like, but I am pretty lonely.
Okay, well, what the fuck is up with people who match with you on Bumble and then don't message you? What's going on there?
Same thing as when I would match with someone on Tinder and I didn't message them. I'm like, oops.
Yeah, but the whole thing is I can't message
them. No, I know, yeah, but it's...
I mean, swiping is lower commitment than actually thinking of something to say.
I mean,
so I think they're like, sure, and then they, you know, it comes to something to say.
Then you get there.
Yeah. You've seen what these creatures are saying in the messages where they just say, hey, 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 hey. Like, none of them ever try.
You're calling a creature here.
The beings that inhabit Mumble. They're not
the bees.
The people who are on
what's the dating buzz around
apps,
Bumble? What's the buzz around Bumble?
I guess like the people who are on dating apps, I don't view them as like people at that point. They're like they're like algorithms basically. And then like once you meet in real life, it's like, oh, that's a real human. That's a person I can actually interface with. Before that, no.
Yeah, no, I agree to an extent. I think it is hard to really quantify.
That's why I stopped using dating apps. Yeah. It's a nightmare.
They are the least personal. They're like the
it's
most
not good.
They're the most like dehumanizing way to interact.
I'm not gonna be one of those people who's like, I love being single, but I refuse to fucking use dating apps at all.
Dating apps are made for people like psychopaths. In a certain sense, where they're literally made.
I mean,
for,
it's
like,
just they're just little like dopamine machines they made, and they trapped us, and now you know, how else do people even date now? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, I think it's like 70% of people who are currently together.
And then a small percent like meeting in a bar.
Yeah.
Right? Like, besides that, where else?
We don't have any like...
Yeah, I'm never really willing to hit on women because I just see like what happens when guys do it down at the bar.
You guys have too many experiences of like strikeouts. All you see is strikeouts.
Yeah, and it's always cringe.
But like sometimes that works, and that's the Hail Mary pass that every guy is looking for, right? Has that ever worked?
Yeah, but I'm not fucking Brett Favre. I haven't raped anybody, so I'm not about to throw that. I'm not about to throw that Hail Mary.
Oh, slow your roll. I don't think anybody here.
When we start talking about rape.
Yeah,
are you saying that only Brett Favre?
Are you saying that only rapists are the ones who like are able to hit on women in bars? No. Success?
Ben Roethlisberger, I'm sorry.
But
the point.
But still.
So I just imagine like
why are
I just
we
imagine
about
like every girl is like smelling that the guy has never like raped someone. They're
no,
just,
no,
like,
I'm not even talking about in that context. I was talking about the guy himself, Ben Roethlisberger.
But we were talking about hitting on people at a bar.
Yeah, I'm saying I'm not a QB. I can't throw a Hail Mary.
Okay, so you were talking about the fact that you would rape. That's why Brett Favre is so successful.
I thought you were implying that, like, as skeevy as they are, that every dude who goes around hitting on every woman in the bar, that they're all rapists.
Yeah.
No. I thought that was what you were implying.
That was
entirely.
Definitely what he was implying.
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
I just got confused. It's okay.
Yeah. No, I feel like most people, well, because it's also, like, such an awkward way to like introduce yourself to somebody. It's like, I think you're attractive, like, let's try to strike up a conversation, and both parties are probably pretty awkward at that. You know,
I feel bad because I'm a pretty reserved person, especially with people I don't know that well.
Yeah,
and I'll get these drunk men and women at the bar hitting on me. Mm-hmm. And I just give them nothing. Stonewall.
Well, that's like how you.
And I'm like, you built up the courage, came up here, and like, I ain't got no problem with you at all. But I'm just like,
You're also like working.
Yeah, I'm also working. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little.
But you know.
But if I wasn't,
I'd be like, okay. I'd have to be pretty drunk to reciprocate at all.
Yeah.
Flirtation.
Well, I think it's just such an awkward way to introduce yourself to like a person, and some people like there's a sense of desperation whenever you go out of your group and then you're like going
like my problem is I don't even know what I would say like after an introduction. Just be like, what's going on with your fucking night?
You go up to them and say, do you even know what dinosaurs are? Okay. You dumb bitch.
Yeah, I'm not going to use that one.
You go up and say, I like your shoes.
How about my strategy? It's going to be the come up. I'm going to be like, watch this YouTube video. And then if they laugh, I'm like, all right.
It's Alpine Coaster. If you laugh, you grab them and drag them out.
I'm like, come with
me. You say, come with here. Coming with me.
Say, you come with me.
You capture them in some sort of orb. And then you say, she's mine now. If she laughs once.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'd like that.
If women were like Pokemon.
If women were like Pokemon.
If I said, I just eat it.
If life was like a video game.
That's not the right way.
Imagine how cool it would be is that if you went down to a bar and you defeated a woman, you could capture her.
I don't like that.
And you're going to a bar and someone's like, you got protection? And you're like, yeah, and you got a rappel.
Oh, yeah. A rappel against women.
This only works against ugly bitches.
Women below my level. Yeah, and I've got 30 ultra balls. That's the equivalent of me going up to a woman
extremely
constantly.
Extremely hot women have to worry about really rich dudes having master balls.
Yeah, there's... I've got one. I mean, you know, if some guy uses his one master ball on you, you're like, that's
really
special.
Romantic if he does that.
That's kind of special.
If you get captured by a man entirely against your will with no chance of
and
escape.
And he puts you in the PC.
That's actually kind of very romantic of him to
do. Are we implying that only men can have Pokeballs?
Yeah, I guess.
That's what I think the idea was.
Okay.
Well, what kind of Pokeball would you get caught by? I'm getting caught by a Safari Ball.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm getting caught by a heavy ball.
Are there bug balls?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's There's like those green ones, yeah.
Are they called bug balls?
I don't think they're called bug balls. They're called net balls, I believe.
Well, then not that.
Net balls?
You're not getting caught by a net ball. I feel like anybody's getting caught by a net ball.
No, yeah. No, only if you're a water.
Net inside of it.
Do you battle the women against each other?
No.
No.
I treat them like the princesses they are.
You just have sex with them.
All right.
The hell that is being like a void for like hour, like days on end, and then you just appear and there's on a bed and you're like, I'm horny.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Anyways,
when will Biden listen to the people and give us what we want?
That's what he promised early on in the campaign speech, and Kamala was like looking a little nervous when he said that.
Joe, he's the president. We couldn't do that.
He could do that.
I got Kamala with the dust ball.
I got the dust ball. Is it racist to call someone Dusky?
Sandusky, Jerry Sandusky.
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, no, but like that's what they called people in like Game of Thrones when they're referring to people with kind of like darker skin, but not like.
Well, then yes.
I thought that's what you were implying.
No.
You were like,
I just thought of a Pokeball. I didn't mean nothing by it.
Oh, you gotta.
Like, I try to catch Hillary with a quick ball, but it didn't work.
You're looking like you're from the Underdark, babe.
The Underdark.
We're mixing games now.
What's the Underdark?
That's in D&D. D&D, yeah.
Okay.
It's under and it's dark.
Women hate my Underdark.
They call it the Underdark, but they're just being pretentious about it. They just mean caves.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of just like they need big to be able to copyright
that. It's like, yeah, I guess caves could technically be called Underdark.
Yeah, because you're under something and it's dark. Yeah.
Under and it's dark.
What else could be called an Underdark? You know what else could be called an Underdark?
Your
my asshole, yeah.
Yeah, my butthole. That's number
also
one.
Also, what else, Jack?
Let's see.
I don't even know what possibly.
Working at Starbucks when you get this customer that appears in front of
I
you.
I did see this video.
I have not seen this video.
Today, I'd actually like to pay for the person behind me. Today is National Day of Remembrance for Homicide Victims, and my husband was brutally killed. So I just wanted to give some love today, and I hope that... You know, if anybody that you lost, and I feel like there is somebody, and she's watching you. She's watching you all the time, and she loves you. So, this is for the people behind me. I know. I actually record these things. Can you say hi to people? Is this Trinity?
I was sure it was a bit until she showed, like, the actual person there.
I actually like to pay...
At the drive-thru.
We do need more kindness.
You've never got anything that bad, but you do get people come down the bar, and they walk up to you. You're like, and they're like, I'm sorry. You get people walk up to you, and they're like, how you doing? You're like, I'm all right. I'm like, you need something? And they're like, no, you just look bored. So I'd figure up, and I'd come talk to you, and you're like, oh, fuck, oh, what is this?
Damn, you must helping. Be more bored than me,
yeah.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. And then they just will tell you, like, the reason that they are feeling horribly depressed and sad in that moment, and you're like, yeah. Okay, yeah, it's like, go get a friend, or I don't know, go home and beat off until you fall asleep. Just leave me alone.
That's why I don't trust anybody who's like, oh, I'm altruistic with my motives, because I'm always like, it feels like altruism always leads to me having to like deal with your mental trauma. Like, it feels like every time that someone does something nice, they're like, they want people to ask them why they're doing something nice. And it's like, oh, I'm coming up to you because you look bored, but I'm doing that because I'm also kind of depressed.
I don't know if I'd go that far. I mean, it's just people are weird and lonely.
Yeah, they are.
And they got to leave me the fuck alone.
Get out of here. I said get, boy.
No.
What?
We didn't say that.
That's what Biden said.
Yeah, I didn't say that. No, I agree. Like, I think people are definitely a bit too, well, I guess maybe.
I mean, it's because they're drinking.
Yeah.
Bit too friendly.
She wasn't fucking drinking
bit
in that video.
Too friendly. Well, she could have been. She could have been drinking and driving.
I love the idea. She's like, I want to pay for this person. And she takes like a hard right into the building. She's like, oh, fuck.
There's definitely a kind of person who goes down to the bar because they don't have a lot of friends. And they don't have a huge social life. And so they're like, oh, a bar, that's a place to meet people. And I can't blame them, right? Because, like, where else is really a place to meet people?
That is the worst part, is, like, where else do you go?
There's no third spaces.
Yeah.
So they go to the bar, but they have no social skills because they don't have a social life. And so they go one of two ways. They either, like, kind of awkwardly bum around and, like, end up oversharing for anyone who's willing to tolerate them for longer than 2 minutes.
That's a terrifying
Or thing. They get, like, fake as shit and act like they're, like, the friendliest guy ever and they're super over-familiar. And it's, like, both of those people, it's, like, who are you fooling right now? Like,
you're
look,
a depressed
I'm sorry you're sad and lonely, but it's, like, just be normal. Just be fucking normal and hang around and, you know... You might not make a friend as fast as you'd like. You might not make friends tonight at all, right? But, like, I can guarantee 100% that no one's going to fucking like you if you go around acting like this.
Just the idea where it's like, okay, like, the best case scenario is just sitting at the bar sad. Like, that's, like, what the optimal, like,
well, yeah.
Otherwise.
Well, I mean, you know, and maybe if you're super sad in that moment,
don't go to a bar.
It's not the time to socialize and fix your loneliness, you know? Like, maybe, you know, try to get in a good mood first. And then, you know, if you run into someone, you know, like you said earlier, just small shit, like, oh, I like your jacket.
Yeah.
You know? Or like, look, we work at a bar that has lots of games. Like, hey, want to play darts?
Yeah. Right? Oh, that's a good one.
Like, just, you know, and I'm not even talking about hitting on people. I'm talking about literally making friends.
That's the big thing, is that all these, like, guys who are, like, talking about, like, game and talking about, like, hitting on women, I get the feeling
like, yeah,
that
why don't you learn how to make a fucking friend?
Yeah, I get the feeling that they just don't know how to talk to people. Like, their whole thing is, like, well, I need to algorithmize this because otherwise I literally don't know how to interact with a human being. And it's like, oh, it sounds like you don't have a lot of friends.
Well, the pickup artist stuff is really enticing to people who don't have the social skills to kind of just like talk to someone without like stressing and thinking about it, right? Yeah. But it's also like it's just not gonna be that, you know, clinical, you know. It's like you're going to have to feel people out. You're going to have to get an idea for who you are and how you like to act, you know, rather than like following a playbook on how to get pussy, you know?
Yeah, like friends should make other friends. Like you should be able to go to them and like just be like comfortable, and you shouldn't have to be trying to like impress them every time, like razzle dazzle.
Yeah. The main point I'm trying to make is I hate all of our customers and I hope they suffer.
That's awesome. That's fair. I think I would definitely hate customers if they acted like this fucking Starbucks customer where she goes in.
I would actually love if every time I work somebody cried to me about how their spouse was killed. And I would be like, they're off.
That's, oh, dude, the idea of that. And then you just, because eventually you get really good at like asking them questions that you know will make them cry more.
That shit puts me immediately
Did they deserve it?
Were you guys in the ghetto at 4 a.m? And then you walk towards a guy who fucking around with the car?
No.
Did you guys does your husband yakety sax over the side of that bench?
Okay, Jay. That's unnecessary.
No, I'm saying that might have been her.
No, I don't think so. Different person.
That might have been her. Killed on National Homicide Day? That's tough. I gotta make a GoFundMe to grieve.
Well, National Homicide Day is every day, so...
Homicide Day is not what they should call it.
I need $50,000
to grieve
right now.
Because that makes it seem like
the
day where you're meant to go running around killing people.
Yeah.
Which is surely not what they want people to do.
It's the Purge Day.
Yeah.
It does make it seem like the Purge.
They should
Someone told me it was National Homicide Day, I'd be like, we have to barricade.
Why isn't it National Homicide Remembrance Day?
I think it probably is, but
she's
said it.
She's just dumb idiot.
We got to draw the line on holidays too, though, where it's like, look, no one's going to be celebrating this.
Yeah.
You know, maybe some politician said, hey, you know, but that was a voter thing. That was a PR thing.
Well, like,
and you got to recognize that, and that this is not a real holiday.
I feel like most people who die of homicides are people who, like, went to war, and we already kind of have one of those days to be like, all those guys who died at war, that sucks. Like, most people who are getting killed by other people are people who are, like, going to war, and we already have a holiday for that. So I feel like now.
I don't know.
I don't think that's
there's a decent
true.
Amount of domestic homicide.
I think that's probably true. Like, there's.
I mean, maybe war outweighs it, but I think there's, you know, not a small number of people who've been just, you know, killed.
I think like America. Every year yeah. it like is below 1,000 people who get like actually like murdered and not just like fall off the side of a cliff and they're like, what was that? I don't know. Like actual people who like die because someone stabbed them.
That's only the stat because they haven't cut me.
Yeah, because they're like, this.
You know how one of the leading causes of death is heart related issues.
Yeah,
that's all me, that's baby.
I'm scared.
It's you grabbing hearts. I do constantly see you like crushing with your hand, and I thought that was just a nervous.
It's my
tick,
powers.
But I realize that you're constantly going out and killing old people with that Death Note style.
That's pretty cool.
Spooky.
Yeah.
But anyway. Well, actually, I think we need more holidays now.
No, I disagree.
No, fuck that.
Because I don't need those holidays off. I realized that with MLK.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't get work or school off, it's not a holiday.
Yeah.
That's the rule.
And I didn't get fucking...
True. Like in England, they have a lot of bank holidays. Those get to be holidays because you get fucking
school. Which I don't even understand what the fuck a bank holiday
I didn't understand it either when I looked
bank holidays when they give you money for free.
The bank's on holiday. Everybody walks into the bank and opens the vault.
I have no idea what it was about, but I got school off, so I'm like, fuck yeah, it's a bank holiday. That's entirely my thought.
Bank holiday probably just means like if the bank's closed, everything's closed. But the bank closes at weird fucking times anyways, where they'll be like,
well, that would be every goddamn weekend.
Yeah, it's like, we're just not open on Mondays for some reason. And but tomorrow's like,
yeah, how are like these like essential financial institutions that people rely on allowed to have such fucked up hours?
Yeah, I know. That's what's fucking crazy.
They're private.
I also think it's really funny that all of these financial guys, like, so like the stock market, I get a notification from like Public or whatever whenever the stock market's about to close, and it's always like 3 p.m on like a weekday, and then it's not open on weekends.
Well,
and like
they gotta go out and like drink and socialize.
That is literally
like
they finished work hard. It's time for play hard, Jack.
It's just something where it's like those guys are just like, and I stayed at the office till 9 o'clock. Then I go back home, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
what do you do at the office?
Like, I guess like doing due diligence, but like, shouldn't you be doing that while you're like looking at stuff to buy and sell and trade, and so you can actually be actionable on that?
There's a certain like upper middle level of office jobs where if you're listening, you work that job, it's not real work. You don't do anything.
Well, it's like an email bot, or it's like,
yeah,
not all of them, but like, yeah, if your job is mostly sending emails, you're not real.
If you're a person who's like,
you are,
if the last thing that you've made is like an Excel document for yourself that no one else is going to see, then yeah. I feel like if you're not like actually like building something, that's always, or like managing wide swaths of people to build something.
If you can't explain how your job results in your company making more money in a clear way to me, die.
Okay. <That's,
laughs> those people are necessary.
Or kill your boss.
But like they're only necessary in as fact as they make themselves necessary, where they're like, well, you can't communicate directly with this person. Like you'll talk through me like a liaison. And it's like, oh, like managers are super necessary because they're able to take ideas and then like delegate tasks. And that's how big stuff gets done. But the problem is that there's a lot of people who are like managers to managers, where
I'm talking like social media managers.
Yeah.
Here.
Oh,
that's who I'm talking
about. Oh, I know what they do. They just post pictures.
A real job.
No, it's definitely not. That's a woman
job. Big
job.
I social media manage my profile, my account.
Mm. I'm talking people who got out of college and then they started working for a nonprofit, you know, and it's like a nonprofit where the money just all goes into making more events for the nonprofit. Yeah. It's like, what you,
it's
you
like,
just,
oh, we need that grant for the gala we're about to
this
host.
This whole institution, this whole setup was just made so you fuckers have something to do.
Yeah. Like grant writing for more grants to keep your nonprofit open.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but what do you like do actually?
No, for sure. We should put all those people on building like fucking high speed rail around the country instead of whatever the
fuck. Well, those people don't have skills.
They can lift a fucking bag of concrete. They can do that.
You're talking about like an actual construction worker. Like just all of these fucking like 4 foot nothing college girls who are just working as a social media manager.
Yeah.
Like get in the fucking...
Get to fucking work. yeah. putting you on the bus out to fucking Tuscaloosa, and you're about to raise that goddamn rail.
They're just fucking, like, rappelling down, like, drilling shit.
At this
in.
Point, the only profession I have any respect for is anything medical-related, pretty much.
I like construction workers. I think
construction right. workers? Yeah, they're all right. I
like, guys who, like, carry heavy shit, I'm always
I think that. I think there's a lot of respect
but
for professions.
Goddamn. Can they fucking get Dodge fucking patched up already? Yeah. This shit is driving me nuts.
They're
driving to my mom's house. I'm going fucking mad.
Yeah, they're really just...
Wait, what's wrong? I haven't seen in a while.
Just like half the road is ripped out and then like fucking...
And then the moment that they fix one part, like another part just magically...
After 72nd, it goes from like a three-way to a two-way to a one-way briefly.
And oh, you're talking about all the shit they're doing outside the crossroads?
Outside like Target.
Yeah.
That shit's crazy.
Former crossroads.
Yeah, and like what's so funny is that there's like an ingress to just the Target now where it's like you go and there's like all of this construction everywhere, but there's like a single like little spot of road that you can drive down because you can get to Target.
Well,
and,
I'm pretty sure I heard from someone that this was all something to do with like a bus lane or something to do with buses.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Weird. I could be wrong about that.
I already had a
but like
bus
they had a bus stop there and that was just the Target bus stop. I would go to Target. I'd see people get out that bus and I'll walk to Target and be like, we got a bus stop just for Target. Like,
yeah, pretty much.
I mean, like, good for the people who need it, but like.
I knew a person who lived at the Swivel spot where it was that spot that's right behind Cane's and like right across the street from Target.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I know them too.
That looks like fucking hell. Like that.
It doesn't look pretty.
Yeah. No, it just seems like insane to me.
Well, I respect the people working on that, even if they do that very slowly.
For me, it's just like anytime construction's taking forever, I don't have anything against the workers, but like I just always think there's some shady shit going on between the city and who they're contracting.
Well, government jobs, it's funny because there's no ROI that's necessary. Where like the idea behind most businesses is that you want to like reduce costs, but like government jobs is like they will send out IRS agents to hassle a guy over $50. And it's like, oh, do you think that's like getting a return on investment? And it's like, no, the point is that you have enough people doing enough things that the government has to keep paying you to keep that up. That's why we launch missiles for no good reason, just to like get more missiles or like take jets out and like fly them around until they run out of fuel so they don't.
I can't help but look in construction Omaha and be like, what did
this is the most efficient use
corrupted ass local politicians, you know, how's he benefiting from this?
Yeah, exactly.
But that's because I'm paranoid and I just don't trust our fucking local government at all. It's corrupt as shit.
Oh, yeah.
What else we got in the docket?
Let's see. We got Taylor Swift, George Santos, Carolyn Ellison. The idea of, and hear me out on this, we take Israel, the entire place, we just cut it out, just plop it in the middle of Nebraska.
It'd fit.
Yeah, it'd fit.
We got the space.
It's not that big. And it's like, we probably have enough space that we could be like here.
Well, I've always wanted to build one of those giant Chinese mega cities in the middle of Nebraska.
And just make that Israel.
We could make it whatever.
Wouldn't that like solve the problem? Because it's like, oh, you got the Holy Land. This is technically the land that you're talking about.
I don't feel like some people would take issue with that.
I feel like we
wouldn't ask those.
We would maybe solve that problem, but we'd have a new problem. Certainly.
What new problem?
I don't know.
Palestine, Gaza can just like fill out the rest of the spot then. It's like that's all yours.
But I don't think that was necessarily the issue.
A bunch of Israeli people would probably be pretty mad about moving.
You have the land. No, we cut out all the land underneath it. Yeah, so but there's just a big hole.
They're going to have issue with it.
Gaza will fill up that hole. It will make it like one of those weird lakes out in the middle of Nebraska
that are
man-made.
They're going to follow your same logic here.
We're not asking them. I'm just saying
it's
we're
just
doing
gonna
it.
It's just going
to
happen.
We're just doing it, and then what happens?
Well, the Jewish people, they have those space lasers. They can do the big old cut out, you know?
That's true.
They have space lasers?
Yeah.
Damn.
This was starting all those wild ones.
For some reason, they can't hit those guys in like paragliding.
Why didn't they use that during World War II?
Well, they only invented them recently.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
It is funny to see like how, because this conflict's like just kind of fucked up like all around, it's a bunch of people getting canceled for saying either side, like siding like definitively with either side. It's a bunch of people like yelling at them for like doing anything. Where it's like Mia Khalifa is like, I stand 100% with Palestine and Hamas, and then it's just like, okay, you're fucking out of it. You're fucking out of here. We can't have you telling people it's okay to paraglide and get a bunch of people from a rave, and then it's like, I stand 100% with Israel. It's like those guys are just bombing hospitals right now. It's like no one's like very excited to be like, this is like real.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna take a centrist issue or a centrist tact with this, to be honest.
Well, there's not a, the centrist tact is not like centrist. It's like, oh, like that was an in proportionate response, but you also can't say that like what happened to kickstart this was like,
no,
awesome.
But that also wasn't what kickstarted
this. I think,
sure, but
that
like
people, you people dying is tragic, but it's totally unsurprising that it came to this point at all, in my opinion.
And I think like that's the crazy thing is that it's like, is like people are like, it's unsurprising that it came to this point. And I'm like, well, then, yeah, you, I mean, also have to be unsurprised at the response.
Everyone,
to that point,
you know, like, is either like, you know, I support Palestine, but like, you know, I don't agree with what they did, right? Or they're like, just full on fuck Hamas. And then the people who are like, oh, I like, you know, I support Hamas, you know, because like they're being oppressed. So like, yeah, you got to rise up violently. No one at all gives like the same scrutiny. I mean, not no one, but like there's no discussion at all of like the horrible shit that Israel is doing as like occupiers, right? Like Palestinians.
Well, it's just a jail. It's just an open air jail. I still think my,
right, like everyone is like, everyone has the nuance about like being pro Palestine but anti Hamas, but like no one is like, I feel for the Israeli people, but fuck the Israeli. Yeah. Like, you know, that's my thing.
Right? I think Israeli a lot of state,
people,
yeah.
I think, well, it's like, it's more like I feel for the people who got like kidnapped and tortured after they got kidnapped, but I don't feel for like the Israeli government when they have like an open air prison for.
Yeah, not at all.
But it's also one of those things where I look at that and I'm like, okay, we need to take away all like big, take away their hang gliders, take away like their nukes, give everyone in Palestine, Gaza, and Israel a gun.
And take down all the walls. A bunch of slap juice.
No, and just say go for it.
A bunch of slurp juice for all right, Fortnite.
You guys got a month. We're nuking everything off the map. If you guys can't figure it out, you guys got a month. Everyone's got a gun.
You know, I don't think we got to do anything, because I think us getting involved maybe fueled some of this fucking fire, right? With all the fucking military spending we gave
maybe,
to Israel.
Maybe,
and like,
I don't know.
You know, maybe like,
why do we even give Israel money?
Because evangelicalism is a thing.
They believe, the evangelicals want Jews to take back the homeland because then the rapture will start.
Okay. How's that working out for them?
They're waiting.
It's getting they're waiting. That's why so many of them are like, just fucking kill them all, turn it into a parking lot, Gaza into a parking lot.
Is that what God would want? I guess he wouldn't care. I don't know. He seems pretty vindictive.
Maybe, I don't know. Yeah.
He does hate gay people.
That is true. I know this for a fact.
I do love that idea where it's like a guy can create the whole cosmos and he's like, but you guys better not be fucking.
Yeah, I'm gonna create you.
Wait, what's going on down there?
Do you
think
when like a boy dog humps another boy dog that those dogs are going to hell?
Well, all dogs go to heaven.
All dogs go to hell.
First of all.
Why do they get that deal and we don't? That's not fair.
No, didn't you remember when the Catholic priest deleted all those abortion babies? What? He went up, so there's this idea where like purgatory, they're like, oh, what happens to like babies that get aborted? Yeah. And it's like, oh, they go to purgatory and then they can like burn off their sin or whatever. And it's like, okay, that's cool. And then like one Catholic priest, because it's a fucking cult, was like, oh, by the way, guys, God said no more purgatory. And he's like, what happened to all the babies? And you could see him just deleting. You can see him troll A-ing and then, and then dragging them into the trash.
Yeah, like Evan Almighty.
Yeah, that was that's too bad. Poor babies.
Yeah,
they were just chilling.
Well,
they were
purgatory,
like,
you know, it's a bit of a fucking cop out. I won't lie.
Purgatory, like, what is? You're just like, it's nothing. You're just hanging around.
No, purgatory, at least according to like Dante's Inferno, which is like not biblically accurate, because purgatory is not biblically accurate. They never mentioned that.
Yeah, purgatory is
a scam by the Catholic Church. Because I don't know. Once people started saying like, oh, what we say on earth is made manifest in heaven, I'm like, okay, so you guys are just, because that's why, like, I don't know, like, because like Jews, what they try to do is like trick God And they're like, yeah. Oh, this entire wire that's around this entire city, that's my house, so I can go anywhere during Shabbat or whatever. And I can have a Shabbat goy who goes around and like turns on lights for me because I can trick God. And it's like, okay, that's a bunch of guys who like
the Jews approach to it.
It's where a good, like, it's all a
right,
good approach.
Those are the rules. All right,
we're gonna figure it out. And like they kind of work like that. But then Catholicism seems like some guy got a hold of that and they're like, okay, God's the real guy. You're gonna follow this, but also me. And like it feels like
that was the whole issue with indulgences, is that they were just lying about like purgatory. Like,
yeah,
your family member went to hell, but if you give us money, we can get them out of there.
Yeah, we can make a call real quick. Yeah. And it's something where I'm just like, okay, this is like clearly just a cult. And that's why there's also all of like the rituals associated with that, but not as many associated with like Judaism, where like you have a bunch of rituals, because like all the Judaism rituals are like fun, where it's like, oh, you get to go and there's like a bar mitzvah and it's like, oh, that's cool, like we're all having fun. But like all the Catholicism rituals feel like a bunch of people trying to like subjugate other people and be like, you have to tell this guy everything that you've done that's bad.
Yeah,
it's like you have to go and sit in front and think about the Virgin Mary and it's
cry.
Like, well, why the Virgin Mary? What'd she ever do that was so special? She's a virgin.
I mean,
Jesus had her cooter.
What she do? She didn't have sex though. That's pretty special. That's why they're so into it.
Cringe.
Because everyone's trying to get with her. They're like, she's still a virgin.
But she was a whore.
She's still a little virgin that I could kiss.
Yeah, more like the tease Mary.
The tease.
The tease.
The virgin tease.
Wait, no. Mary. I always forget. There's like three Marys. There's like Mary Magdalene.
She ain't no virgin.
Yeah, she ain't over. Not after I got done with her. 14?
Not after I got to Jerusalem. No, sir.
Yeah, I was the fourth guy, and I gave gifts of my dick.
You're the fourth king.
Frankincense,
myrrh and penis.
That was me.
Those are the fucking the prank guys.
The impractical jokers. Yeah,
frankincense, myrrh, and penis.
Frankincense, myrrh, and penis. Tom Servo. Crow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree completely with the side that whoever listens to this agrees with. You know who else I agree with?
Who?
All the people at the Taylor Swift movie making a little flower power circle after the entire movie gets out.
I don't understand a concert movie.
This is disgusting.
It's a bunch of people.
What the fuck is a concert?
Jumping around. Well, it's a chance for her to milk more money out of people.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you want to see that? Because they saw how fucking apeshit people went for that concert. And they're like, well, we can give you like a poor.
All of that.
We can give the poor as a version to give me money as well. And it's
is it just a concert as a movie?
Yeah. It's just the concert as a movie.
Why'd you go to that?
Because they're going as apeshit as they went in the actual concert in that movie theater. And
why?
People who have worked opening night for this, they were like, it was hell. Like, it was literally hell. Because people would, like, dress up and they were screaming the whole time. So every other theater could hear all of the people screaming all of the songs. And, like, they were just, like, running up and down. They were screaming in the aisles. Like, everyone was, like, going crazy. And, like, when they got out, like, it was something where, like, you know how when you get out and you're at, like, a concert, like, and you're really excited, you go out and you're talking with your friends while you're going to the bathroom. And you're like, oh, my God, I know. Oh, my God. It's like everyone's doing that. And so everyone who's working there is like, this is a living nightmare.
Yeah, I don't think concert movies should be legal.
I think, yeah, they're used to exploit the underclass who can't afford an actual T-Swift ticket.
It just doesn't make any sense.
We should go, because, like, and it's also everyone's, like, standing up at a movie theater.
Yeah.
Like, they're all standing up like it's a real concert at a movie theater, and they're, like, screaming.
I figured, like, I had heard of it, and I had no idea what to even conceive when they're, like, a concert movie.
It would be, like, a documentary.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
No,
well,
it's just the concert film.
That's insane.
I saw the Talking Heads concert movie, and that was fun, because I got really high before I did it, but it was something where it was, like,
that was the same shit?
It's the same shit, but it's like you just got to see a band that you'll never get to see perform. And you're like, oh, that's interesting. It's like how they used to perform in the 80s. And it's a band that I kind of like.
Damn, I'm just going to watch it on YouTube.
I know. But they have like good production value and they're zooming in and out. It's not worth it for a concert that you saw literally 3 months ago, for sure.
Yeah.
Also a concert where no one had cameras, and it's like, oh, you'll never get to see this band perform unless you get to see it through this, because they're like old and dead, versus like a Taylor thing where Swift, you have literally, you could
the
literally
most documented person alive.
Well, you could compile the whole concert from like 80 different camera angles, like throughout the entire thing, just by stitching together TikToks at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, it's insane.
I don't get it.
You guys want to go see it tonight?
No.
No,
I got sure work tonight.
That's the third space. That's the third space the third. Now, dude, is the Taylor Swift
concert. No, they're all going to be fucking like 15 years old.
No, dude, Taylor Swift fans are like 24 to
okay,
like
well,
30.
You know, I'm not willing to take that risk. Unless, okay, I guess they got beers at certain theater.
Do you want? You guys want to go in to see a bunch of...
No!
No, I don't. I don't like Taylor Swift that much.
I hate Taylor Swift.
Her music is fine.
I hate her.
I haven't gone on a deep dive about Taylor Swift, and it has made me like her more. Because it makes her seem like a horrible manipulator, where she's just like playing everyone for fools, and she just is eating box on the side, and I'm like, hell yeah, that rocks. Yeah. Also, all the interviews with Taylor Swift that I've seen, now that I went on a deep dive for Taylor Swift, have really made me hate her. Like, everything that she says, I'm like, oh, you're like a bad... You're like a person who, like, when I see you, I'm like...
what has she said?
What do you mean?
Well, she's always, like, talking about... She's the kind of person who would do the Starbucks thing, where they go up and they say, this is my dead brother, and I'm donating to the person behind me for my dead brother. Like, her vibe
she
is
did
a...
that?
Her vibe is a person who like is sounds like she's about to cry, like for everything that she says, because everything is the most
she
important.
She did that
thing.
At Starbucks.
That's her vibe. She would do that.
She did it.
That's the vibe I get from it. Interviews. Yeah, that was her on the
who
video.
Got murdered.
Who got murdered?
Her dad.
No, her other boyfriend, and then she's gonna write a song about him.
That's where you got blank space, baby.
Fuck you.
And I'll write your name.
I don't hate Taylor Swift, but I don't know that much.
I've learned too much.
I've learned to hate.
Yeah. No. Also, by the way, have you seen all? I was talking about. You know, remember how we were talking about we're a rat person on the last episode?
We were talking about being rats.
Have you seen those pictures of Carolyn Ellison going into court?
I don't know who that is.
She's like the co-conspirator for FTX.
Oh yeah, just, I know like, who that is.
Basically,
yeah,
fucking,
she's a pretty unfortunate looking woman.
Yeah, she looks like
just a 40-year-old man trapped in a like 20-year-old girl.
It's even
body.
Worse. She's like melting, and that's what I love about that is that she just was like, "Oh my God, you're like a rat person." Just in real life. I'm going to pull up a photo because I think they're quite funny. She's just a little rat man. Oh, no, I can't. I don't know how to spell it. Whatever. Oh, whatever. That's fine.
Look her up, guys. She's an uggo.
She's quite the uggo. So this is
what
her. This is her, young and bright-eyed, looking great. Stars in her eyes. She looks great. Obviously, this is her like at court.
Yes,
she's just a fucking. This was the one that I saw that made me be like, "That's like a real rat person." This is like,
yeah, no, she definitely has a rat-like quality.
Don't tell me that's not like a
keeping
little...
your arms up like that. You know,
yeah, she's a scared. Like
she needs to grab
chewing
cheese
on a piece of cheese.
Wouldn't that be funny if in like the court document she's like shooting on a little
nibbling on cheese?
She's nibbling on a little piece of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool.
Well, so are you saying you're gonna get some facial surgery to look like that now?
That's the plan.
I think you could pull it off.
Yeah, she doesn't quite pull it off, but I think
you
I could pull
you
off
could
the rat
really person. Nail it. Yeah.
Imagine showing up. Imagine like a significant other. You're like, oh, can I see you? Like, oh, I just got out of surgery, and they think it's for something serious. And you get out, and you're like, no, I changed myself into
my
a rat
face.
Person.
My face, it looks all different now.
I'm a rat man. Skibbity bop nada.
Skibbity bop. Skibbity bop rat up. All right. I think we're
yeah,
good.
I think we have.
Yeah, well,
I think
we might
our
be piece. Out.
All right. Have a good all night. Right,
email
everybody.
Us at brownbrickspodcast.
See you tomorrow.
Or don't.
Whenever.
Or don't, yeah. Or you can watch another episode. Like right now.